back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download our app. Go on the Devil Radio website, download the app, go to the Apple Google Store, or frankly, just sit in a chair. Go Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And you go Alexa, play Devil Radio. Take your favorite station, your favorite shows with you 24/7, wherever you go. While you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio, which is up there at the request of our listeners. You know, and everybody knows, there are more than 80 broadcasts going out every day questioning our elections, falsely asserting fraud, impropriety in the elections, attacking our democracy, whittling it down, pushing the big lie. Devil Radio is the clearest, strongest voice in opposition to that. So thank you very much. Support Devil Radio. Well, this is a piece of news that I saw coming a long time ago. We talked about it. Doesn't give me pleasure to say it. There's increasing sentiment in Washington that Joe Manchin has killed the soft infrastructure, the Build Back Better bill, the $1.75 trillion expenditure, at least for this year. Schumer has taken it off the docket, putting it in January sometime. What's behind all of this? Manchin and Biden, Joe Biden, have had a series of discussions, very heated discussions. To get a call from the President of the United States, or you meet with the President of the United States all by yourself, and he lays out his case, at some point that kind of pressure should get to a senator. Senator in his own party. But Manchin said drop dead to Joe Biden. He didn't put it quite that way. He snuck him around. He sniveled around. But he said, well, you know, of course, I like the bill, but I like the bill, but I like the bill, but I don't want any child tax credits. I like the bill, but I don't want any child tax credit. Well, child tax credits are a big part of this bill. And all of the data has shown that people are using that money to buy food, pay rent, and buy diapers, and buy things for their kid. And there's a lot of people out there that don't have a lot of money. And these are kids. The child tax credit is a very good thing. And Manchin says, well, you know, that just encourages people not to work. You know, Manchin represents West Virginia. Manchin doesn't represent Greenwich, Connecticut. You know, I mean, he doesn't represent San Francisco. He represents West Virginia. And he's saying this stuff. He's saying this stuff. He's not going to vote for it. Now, but he's doing the striptease, and I do not know why he's doing this. I think he may be doing it to try to keep people off his back in West Virginia as long as he can, because when he runs for re-election, what he does not need is a Democratic base saying, let's get this guy out of there. But that's what he said. Biden wanted it passed by Christmas. Biden wanted it passed by Christmas. It's already passed the House. Schumer wanted it passed by Christmas because Biden wanted it passed by Christmas, and so did everybody. Now it's off the docket for the rest of this year. And the problem is delay, delay, delay is what kills things. You know, you've seen that with subpoenas to Trump and all his people. They appeal it, they appeal it. And now 3 years later, we're arguing about his tax returns that the House Ways and Means Committee had subpoenaed several years ago. And it can still go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Delay, delay, delay. I mean, Shakespeare said that about to be or not to be, that is the question. And the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune and the law's delay. Apparently, he must have worked in a law office at a time. The law's delay. Justice delayed is justice denied. Well, Manchin is delaying. He's delaying the way Trump delays. Just delay it. Don't come out and say you're not for it. He's going to go around and say, I was for it. We were just in discussions about a few things. Well, what were they? The child tax credit. Child tax credit was one of them. He killed Green Grid. They had to take that out because of him. And now, and this is kind of, I mean, in a way, this is so aspirational because That's all it is. Now the word is we're focusing on voting rights. Well, at least would you please suspend the filibuster, because voting rights can't be done by budget reconciliation, because it's not technically financial. It's something else. It's actually more important. So why don't you suspend the filibuster, Manchin, for that, and Sinema, okay? And what we're going to do is, all right, you're killing child tax credit. You say you won't vote for as long as that's in there. 36 million families are going to see their last check yesterday. Today's Thursday, yesterday, their last check. They use it to pay for food, rent, diapers, clothing, that kind of stuff. Now, on voting rights and on budget reconciliation, and let's parse this real quick. Yeah, it's not financial. The Senate parliamentarians say it's not financial. A majority can overrule. It does not, can't be filibustered. A majority can overrule the parliamentarian and say, no, we're doing it by budget reconciliation. All right. Then Moscow Mitch will filibuster that. And he'll say it's not really budget reconciliation. All Sinema and Manchin have to do is saying, we disagree, but we're suspending the filibuster for this bill. Moscow Mitch did it. Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments. You never would have gotten Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Coney Barrett in if it required 10 Democratic votes. You wouldn't have done it. So he suspended it, and he suspended it for Trump's crooked cabinet. I mean, you would never have gotten those people in the cabinet. Are you kidding me? Bill Barr, if it required 10 Democratic votes, he suspended it. And then he chuckled about two weeks ago. He was talking to people. This is reported. He said, I can't believe that Schumer and the Democrats aren't suspending the filibuster the way we did for a couple of their bills. And he chuckled. He chuckled. And Manchin and Sinema say it has to be bipartisan. Well, let me ask you something. Let me tell you something. Gerrymandering is not bipartisan. It's very cold and cruel, and it's designed to have a minority dominate the majority. If that is not bipartisan, which it clearly is not, why should undoing it have to be bipartisan? Why would people who would do that then in a bipartisan way say, okay, we'll agree that we can't do it anymore when they're already doing it? You see what I mean? So why do you need bipartisan? It's not bipartisan to begin with. But now everybody is going, well, all right, Manchin killed child tax credit, green grid, everything else. What's left in it? And he said, well, I'll consider the rest of it once you take out child tax credit. He will continue to chip away. He'll chip away. However, everybody is going, okay, well, at least we'll do voting rights. Manchin, will you at least suspend the filibuster for voting rights? I'll tell you two sad facts. He said months ago, I will never suspend the filibuster. He said that. But secondly, Kyrsten Sinema, you know, Kyrsten Sinema is sort of flying under the radar. Manchin takes the heat. She's as bad or worse than he is. So she doesn't take the heat as much. She surfaces occasionally and then goes back in the weeds. Well, this time, she just came out yesterday and she said, I will not support suspending the filibuster for any reason. She doubled down on it. Now, we have 50 votes. Kamala Harris doesn't come in to break a tie until 50 Democrats line up. And the two independents, Angus King of Maine and Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who vote with the Democrats. We have Manchin and Sinema as plainly as possible saying, we will not suspend the filibuster even for one bill, even for voting rights. You know, all they have to do, if they want to go down in history favorably, all they want have to do is say, I love the filibuster. We want 10 votes on the other side always, except this one bill, because the Republicans accepted the thing, the filibuster, for Supreme Court appointments. So except for this bill. And then they pass H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. There's no more gerrymandering. There's no more attacks on absentee ballots. There's no more fraud by Republicans. There are enough drop boxes. There are enough voting machines. Electors are going to be picked in a presidential election. And the votes are not going to be counted by Voss and Gableman in Wisconsin and similar people in other states. Remember Stalin's dictum. It does not matter, he said. This is a guy who murdered 20 million people, by the way. It does not matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the votes. This would all be taken care of in H.R. 1 and S.B. 1. All they have to do is suspend the filibuster for one bill. And they can do their song and dance, their kabuki dance. They can go, oh, well, we like this filibuster. We absolutely will not suspend the filibuster. In general, we'll never get rid of it. But for this one bill, because Moscow Mitch did it for Supreme Court appointments, that's all they have to do. And they would be known for the next century and beyond that these were the people that saved our democracy. And instead, they think they're going to get reelected in West Virginia and Arizona by screwing that up. That's what they think. Can you name a single senator from West Virginia in the 19th century? Can you name a single senator from Arizona in 1925? No, you can't. You can't. The reason I didn't say Arizona in the 19th century, it didn't become a state till 1912. So what? You can't name them. They're lost to history. They're gone. They're a wisp of smoke. They're nothing. They're nothing. Their vanity demands that people stick microphones in their face and they walk down polished hallways and they're big shots. Their vanity demands. The sad thing, their vanity would be more satisfied and they're more likely to be reelected if they supported H.R. 1 and S.B. 1 because polling in their state show is popular and there's a way to handle it. And they are going, no, well, and then they hope they're going to get Republican votes and more importantly to them, Republican money. She gets it from pharmaceutical companies. He gets it from energy companies. And they will be lost to history, lost to history. And in the process, we're going to have gerrymandering and attacks on our democracy. And we're going to have to find other ways to get around it. But that is the fact of the matter. I do not believe soft infrastructure will pass because of Manchin, and you certainly are not going to have voting rights. And I'm just saying it plain because of Manchin. Cinnamon, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.